What's up, anybody who's anybody listening everywhere, wherever you are? Recording live in Los Angeles, I'm Logan Jackson. Gamer tag Logan504, and this is the 40 Nation Podcast. Rolling solo today on this beautiful day in Los Angeles, California. It's not one of those beautiful days where it's sunny. You want to grab a beach towel and hit the beach? Nah, not one of those days. It's one of those gloomy, overcast, not a cloud in the sky, but it's gloomy type weather. It's one of those type of days. One of the days that I prefer. Those are the days that are perfect for Netflix and chilling. It's the perfect weather for being lazy. Looks like it's going to rain, but it's not. Those kind of days. I love those kind of days. Anyways, I want to open with a couple things. First off, I want to talk about the hit list. Yes, the infamous hit list. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Everybody has a hit list. Well, I'm going to say everybody. If you're still a virgin at this point, or if you're still saving yourself at this point, then you, of course, does not have a hit list. You don't have one. So disregard this show. It's not for you. We're talking about the people that actually has a hit list, the body count. What is yours? How many people have you slept with? You were just another nigga on a hit list type day. You was just another nigga on a hit list. And on that hit list, we got a couple gems. You know, we got the people that we really admire, the people that we really proud of. Guys, we call it the dimes. We got those dimes on the hit list of those girls that's like, damn, hell yeah, I hit that. No. We're not talking about those people on the hit list today. We're talking about the bottom half of the hit list. The hit list that's been locked in a dark dungeon. The key has been thrown away. They don't even talk about them. They gremlins. They goonies. They fugly. Fugly. We're talking about the lost souls, the poor souls that have been forgotten in the hit list. We're talking about those people. Now, these people still matter. Fugly lives matter. Because whether you like it or not, they still on the hit list. And guys, we own up to it. We'll be like, hey, you know what? Hey, I slept with that girl. You know, I had to. You know what I'm saying? Late night creep. We did what we had to do. Women, however, they are so ashamed of the niggas on their hit list that they dare not to mention. They kind of even erase them from their memory. They almost convince themselves that it did not happen. That's what happens. And if you hear some Asian noises in the background, some Asian voices in the background, that's because I'm outside today. I'm enjoying the weather today. We're broadcasting live from outside in Los Angeles. So that's what you're hearing. Shout out to the beautiful Asian people. Let's get back to the hit list though. You was just another nigga on the hit list. The people at the bottom class of the hit list, they deserve some recognition. We shining some light on y'all today. For me, and I know every guy has them. I'm a good-looking guy. I like to pride myself in keeping myself up, taking care of myself, making myself look very presentable for women. I'm not an ugly guy. All right? I've been known to snag a few dimes in my lifetime. And damn it, I don't think it's going to stop. But I am not exempt from the fuglies. Not exempt from them. Mostly because, and guys, I'm sorry. But women, the reason why guys are getting with these fugly girls is because they do the things that y'all won't do. Because y'all think y'all too good to do. Let me tell you about this. I had this fugly girl. I mean, she was real ugly. I ain't gonna lie. She was kind of big. She was on a heavyweight side. I'm talking 230 pounds. But that girl could suck peanut butter through a straw, goddammit. Ooh, and what she cook for you after? She gonna cook for you, she gonna clean for you, she gonna give you gas money for coming out there. You can hit her up at any goddamn time. You can hit her up at 2 a.m. and say, what you doing? She said, you coming over? I cooked. I'm like, goddamn, it's 2 a.m. What you cook? I cook pancakes. I cook biscuits. Sausage, eggs, breakfast is looking like IHOP in this motherfucker. God damn it. Who the hell gonna turn that down? The fugly girls know how to treat a man. They will do anything for them. They gonna give them head from the back. God damn it. They will do anything. They'll suck your toes if you need them.
Oh, that's nasty.
I'm not into that, but they got some guys that's probably into that. Not into that, but they will do it. They will do it. Trust me. They swallow. They spit. They do whatever you need them to do. They don't care if they get they nut. They just happy that you got yours. That's the fugly girls. And that's the girls that your man is creeping off to go smash. And a lot of these dimes out here, a lot of these pretty women, they can't understand how they do gonna cheat with a girl that's so ugly. They can't understand it. They can't understand it. And I'm here to tell you that you can't understand it because you're not willing to go to the lengths to please your man that this fugly girl is doing. She's doing it all. And she's cooking after sex, after everything, after the amazing head. She's doing it all. And she will do it whenever, on command. Y'all just get finished watching the movies, y'all driving home, you want to stop, go through a drive-thru, and you like, baby, you know what would go good with this Big Mac? Some head. And she says nothing. She just gets to it. That's the fugly girl. That's what she doing. I've had a couple of those in my lifetime. I'm not ashamed of it. God damn it, I'm not ashamed. Some of the best I ever had. Would I date them? No. Aww. I'm a man with standards. I'm a man with standards. As shallow as it may seem, nobody would date them. Like, I mean, there's somebody out there for everybody, but not for me. You know, you got to have that pride on your arm when you go out in public. You got to look good. You got to show them off. Got to have that pride. The fugly girls are behind the scenes. They behind the scenes. It's equivalent to making a beautiful movie. You got your starlets, right? You got your lead actress. She's on the face of the camera, on the face of the posters. She's everywhere. She's getting the most camera time. Her face is everywhere. But we're not talking about the person that's working the lights in the back, who is equally as important, because with no lights, there's no movie. With no good lighting, there's no good movie. And that starlet cannot be seen right. Her beauty cannot be displayed. The person that's working the lights, that's the fugly girls. They behind the scenes, but they equally as important to the movie. You just don't hear about them, but they there. So women, you out there, you think you got a loyal man? Oh, he got a fugly girl somewhere, and she gonna do whatever it takes. She comfortable with being a side chick. She just want that affection. That's all she want. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to believe me. Now, women, I don't know if it's the same for y'all, but I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it is. Y'all got that guy out there that's gonna dish out that money. It's gonna pay for y'all meals. That's gonna help y'all with the rent. That's gonna help y'all with your car. Help y'all with whatever you need. He not spending his money on nothing else but you. You probably don't even give him that much affection. But make no mistake about it, he has hit that ass. You was just another nigga on the hit list. At least one time. You had to give him something. He hit that ass at least one time. And that's the nigga that you hoping you could forget. That's the nigga that you trying to erase from your memory. That's the nigga on the hit list that's at the bottom. That's what we talking about. You're trying to erase him from your memory, but he exists. God damn it. He's there. He is real. Embrace him. Don't say, oh, my body count is only 5, when knowing damn well you got 3 fuglies somewhere. Count them. They count. Even if they only hit it once. Even if you only let them eat you out. He's on that goddamn list. You was just another nigga on the hit list. He's been denied for too long, and I'm here to shed light on that, brother. That's what I'm here for. Everybody, let's give a shout out to the fuglies. Give a round of applause for the fuglies. All right. Now, if you have any stories about the Fuglies, or if you have any stories about anything you want to share with the world on 40nationlive@gmail.com. You already know, 40nationlive@gmail.com. Tell us your niggas on a hit list, the niggas that you can't. We not going to mention no names. We not going to do that. We not going to mention no names. We're going to keep you safe. Just share with us. Share with us some experiences that you had, all right? 40nationlive@gmail.com. Now, there have been some cases in the past where I dealt with a Fugly, and the Fugly starts to fall in love. That is a possibility, strong possibility, and it kind of keeps happening. It'll keep happening. The more Fuglies you get, the more chances you increase your odds of them falling in love, and then it becomes disastrous. How you prevent that? You can't be too nice to them. You can't go over there and you can't be too nice to them. You can't compliment them that much. Oh, damn, girl, you the best. Damn, I ain't never had a girl cook for me like this. Girl, your cooking is amazing. Damn, you gonna give me a massage while I watch ESPN? You don't care that I play 2K all day? Damn. When you start saying stuff like that, you putting in their head that, oh, he not gonna get this from no other woman. I can maybe move in. I can maybe move in close to his heart. I can be his woman. So she starts seeing herself in that light. She starts picturing you and her together, and you're her man. She's your woman. That's how she's picturing it in her mind. You created that. When you go over there, don't compliment her that much. She doesn't get compliments a lot. She's not used to getting compliments. So when you give it a compliment, it means the world to her. Stop that shit. Stop that shit. If she gonna be at the bottom of the hit list, keep her there. Don't empower her. Because when you empower her, she's gonna start listening to Drake. She's gonna start feeling empowered, listening to Beyonce, thinking that she deserves the same opportunities as the dime on your hit list. And we all good know damn well that she doesn't. We know that. Come on, I'm going to be honest here. Are we being truthful here? We know it's not equal, all right? We know that. Don't send me nasty emails, nasty threats and stuff like this saying I'm a low-down ass nigga, I'm shallow and all this. Listen, I'm giving it to you real. This is how guys think. This is how the world works. It's how the jobs work. You go to a job, you got your good employees, you got your bad employees. It's just how it is. The hit list, you got your good ones, you got your bad ones. Not everybody could be employee of the month. Not everybody could be employee of the month. She may have the great cooking skills. She may have the great head. She may swallow everything that you throw at her. But she's not really your type. You're not really into that. She's a little too overweight. A little too fugly. Can't really take out in public. We'd never introduce it to your friends and family. You just wouldn't do it. And I'm just being real about it. That's okay. Everybody have preferences. Preferences. Everybody has that. And it's okay with that. It's okay with that. As long as you let her know where she stands from day one and you don't empower her and give her compliments. It's okay with that. You was just another nigga on the hit list. All right. If you got any stories, like I said, anything you want to comment on, you want to call me a low-down, dirty-ass nigga, whatever, blah, 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 email us at 40nationlive@gmail.com. That's 40nationlive@gmail.com. We take on all emails, take on all questions, all suggestions, anything you want. We giving shout-outs, whatever you need, all right? So, I want to go into sports for a little bit. Yes, let's go into sports, as it pains me to say, because I am a huge LeBron James fan. Everybody knows that. I think he is the greatest basketball player that I've ever seen. Yes, I've seen Michael Jordan play. I still think LeBron James is the better player. He can rebound better. He can pass better. He can dribble better. Shoots a higher percentage than Michael. Shoots a higher three-point percentage than Michael. Bigger, faster, stronger, can guard all five positions, play different positions, play 4, 3, 2, 1. I think he's the greatest ever. But with that being said, he can't do a damn thing with these Golden State Warriors. God damn it, these niggas. I mean, god damn, they that good. He can't do a damn thing with them. LeBron James is averaging a triple-double. Doesn't mean shit. He might as well be scoring 5 points. It's not going to make a difference. Now, last night, game three, they were very close to winning. And a lot of people are criticizing LeBron James for passing the ball to Kyle Korver in the corner. Kyle Korver is one of the best three-point shooters in the league. He shoots a very high percentage. That's why they brought him to Cleveland. He was wide open in a corner. One of the easiest shots to make in the NBA as far as three-point percentages tell us. The corner three is the easiest three to make. So Kyle Korver was wide open in the three in the corner. LeBron James drove in. Somebody pulled up, and LeBron James dished it to the wide open Kyle Korver. Now, everybody knows Kyle Korver then missed the shot. But you're getting on LeBron James for making the right basketball play, and that's what he does. He consistently makes the right basketball play. You brought Kyle Korver in to take a shot like that, so you have to trust him with that shot. And that's what LeBron James does. He trusts his teammates. It was the right shot. It was the right play. Oh, he should have took it up. Kobe would have took it up in double team. Jordan would have never passed. Jordan passed it to Steve Kerr in the corner. Steve Kerr just happened to make the shot. If he would have missed the shot, it would have been bad. Would they would have talked about it like this? Probably not, because social media was not evident back then. It didn't exist. But since it does today, LeBron gets chewed out. LeBron made the right play. LeBron James said at the end of the game, he gave it all he had. He left it all on the floor, and I believe that, because the man was doing everything he could, but he could not stop the Warriors. They have four Hall of Famers. Kevin Love didn't do too much on the offensive end. He had a couple rebounds. He had some good moments, but not what they're paying him for. They're paying him to be a Hall of Fame type player. They're paying him to be a star, a marquee difference maker in the series, and he has not been that. Kyrie Irving was spectacular. LeBron James was spectacular. Tristan Thompson, we don't know where the hell he is. If anybody has seen Tristan Thompson, can you please tell him that the Cavaliers are playing in the finals? And that I don't know if he missed his plane or missed his Greyhound bus, what have you, but he has not been there. I don't know where the hell he is. But they need to tell Tristan Thompson that the Cavaliers are playing in the NBA finals and they looking for him. He's getting paid a lot of money. And he's only getting 3 rebounds a game. 0 points. That is unacceptable. A lot of people are talking about it's the Kardashian curse. I don't know what kind of pussy these bitches got, but god damn it, what kind of curse can make a man do that? Hell no. That's not nothing to do with no Kardashian. That has to do with Kevin Durant being down there, being very long, 7 feet, snatching rebounds. And Tristan Thompson can't do a damn thing about it. He's getting exposed right now. And I think if Cleveland can't get anybody in the offseason, the series is over right now. But if Cleveland could get anybody in the offseason, they need to go get Paul George or Jimmy Butler or something. If they can't get anybody, LeBron James needs to say peace out and get the fuck on. And get the fuck on, LeBron. There have been reports that came out today that he's interested in joining the Clippers or Lakers, or that he's considering it. He's leaving it open. And if LeBron James comes to LA, I've never been a Lakers fan before, but I will be in attendance at every goddamn game. You damn right. That is the king. King come home. King come to LA. It's only right. LeBron James is the biggest star in the NBA, and Los Angeles is the place for all the biggest stars in the world. It makes sense. They have the money here, and they could bring in all kind of talent. Paul George was reportedly considering the Lakers as well, so hey. LeBron James team up with Paul George, maybe get Alonzo Ball in here. I don't know, but Cleveland needs to do something to keep LeBron James and to compete with the national championship. Let me know what you guys think. Where are you at with it? Email is live, please. 40nationlive@gmail.com. That's 40nationlive@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts on the finals. Let me know your thoughts on the offseason moves that need to be made. Let me know your thoughts on LeBron James, the king, coming to the city of stars, the biggest star in the NBA, coming to the Los Angeles Lakers. Let me know what you think about that. Good move, bad move, not a good move. Also, let us know that coveted hit list that y'all females are keeping secret. Let us know. Till then, man, we kept it sweet. We kept it short. You already know. I'm about to go enjoy this beautiful day in Los Angeles. And y'all be easy. Salute. Coming out, just me and my crew. 'Cause all we wanna do is...